Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, my beautiful blessed sisters and brothers. God is truly good. You're listening to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. Yes, there is power in prayer, and we are praying for our city. Yes, this is Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, PhD, PhD, double portion blessing, and we thank God for you. We know we're going to head for putting the clock back on tomorrow, so don't forget to set those clocks back on tomorrow. Is it 2 o'clock in the night time and wee hours of the night? It's going to be 1 a.m. So tomorrow you want to set your clocks back. You may want to do it before you go to bed tonight, all right? So God is good, God is on time, and he's an on-time God. We're going to hear our song, pray for our city. Then we'll go to the Word of God, tell a friend to tune in to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministry Power Hour of Prayer. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. But we're going to get that corrected. Pray for our city. God is truly good, and God is in charge, and God is on the throne. So pray for our city. We're going to get that song together. The devil is a liar, and he's a deceiver. We're going to pray for our city. We're going to pray for our county. We're going to pray for our nation. Pray for our state. We're going to pray. Yes, we are. The devil can't stop us from praying. We're going to continue to pray. We're going to go and our word, our scripture, our Psalm 91. Those of you that have your Bibles, won't you open your Bibles to Psalm 91? God is still good in the midst of all that's going on. God is still good. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to hear that song on Monday. We're going to get a new copy of that song. Pray for our city. Pray for our nation. We are going to pray without ceasing. Yes, we are, my sisters and my brothers. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feather, and on his wings shall his trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. Only thine eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Yes, there is a reward for the wicked. And I pray that you're not one of the wicked ones. Oh, with thine eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even most high, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon a lion and an adder. The young lion and dragon shall I trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, answer him. I will be from trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life, long healthy life. Will I satisfy him and show him what? My salvation. And salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. Salvation is free. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Thank God for salvation. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to go to Psalm 35. Then we're going to go to Psalm 37. If you're going through something this morning, call on Jesus and believe and trust him. You're not going to call on him and doubt him. We want you to trust him. And faith without works is dead. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, walk in that faith. Walk in it. Believe it. Trust him. Knowing that God will bring you out. But you got to have that faith. Faith without works is dead. The Holy Spirit is speaking to you. Obey the Holy Spirit. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Be obedient to the word of God, the will of God, my God. He's speaking this morning. And as we sing that song, trust and obey. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Hallelujah, glory be to God. We want you to trust and obey the word of God. We render to Caesar what is Caesar's. Thank you, Jesus. But we got to trust and obey in the Almighty Living God. Psalm 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw also thy spear and stab the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Salvation is free. Have you given your life to Jesus Christ? Have you surrendered to him? I want you to say this prayer. Repeat these words after me. If you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, now is the time to do that. Don't wait until tomorrow. You're not going to get yourself together. Only God can do that. Amen. Glory be to God. You got to trust God. You can't say, I'm going to wait until tomorrow. We don't know if you're going to see tomorrow. You don't know if you're going to see 12 o'clock noon today. Wait on the Lord. Yes. Now's the time to call on Jesus. Surrender to him. Live a new life in Jesus Christ. I want you to repeat after me. Father God, I believe you suffered, died, and bled on the cross for little old me. But you rose from the dead on the third day. I thank you, God. I pray that you will forgive me of my sins. I repent of my sins right now. And I thank you for forgiving me of my sins to be a child of God. I believe that you have forgiven me of my sins. And I take you at your word. I want to live a new life in Jesus Christ. I want to be your child. I believe that you have forgiven me. And I thank you. You said whosoever call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Calling on you, Lord, that you will save my soul today. You said salvation is free. And I thank you. I glorify you. I magnify you. I thank you, God, for accepting me as your child. I thank you. I praise you. I glorify you. Because I am now a brand new creature in Christ. This is my spiritual, is my spiritual birthday, November 5th, 2022. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you. I can cry out, Abba, Father. If you said that prayer for the first time, P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland 21229. Write to me, your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T. Write to me today. P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland 21229. I want to send you your blessed prayer rug. Glory be to God. If you need a Bible, we'll send you a Bible. I know you have computers and laptops and smartphones, but you need to have the Word of God where you can flip those pages. My God. And you can just touch the Word with your hands. And it will sink into your mind, body, spirit, and soul. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland 21229. We want to send you a copy of the Word of God and your beautiful, blessed prayer rug. We believe in the power of prayer. We know what prayer could do. Prayer can change that situation, and prayer will change you. Thank you, Jesus. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. And we thank God. We thank God. We thank God. Share this number with a friend. We believe in the power of prayer. We know what prayer could do. We're receiving praise reports of healing and deliverance. Miracles. This is miracle working season. If you trust God, believe in him, walk according to his word, live according to his word and his will and his way, God is in the blessing business. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. My God, he's blessing someone right now. You don't have to wait until Sunday to praise God, to worship God, to glorify God. You can shout now because you have the victory in Jesus Christ on this day. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is allowing somebody to get out of debt. Yes, he is. Somebody's getting out of debt today. God is making a way out of no way for transportation for you. Thank you, Jesus. God is touching that wayward son, that wayward daughter. Yes, he is. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He's never late. You can't do it, but God can. You're not God. God is God all by himself. What you are called to do is live the life. Let others see how God is keeping you, how God is taking care of you, how God is watching over you. Be an example.
that living epistle that others will see. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Are you living a life? Stop acting. Stop acting. With God, all things are possible to those who believe. God knows all. He sees all. He hears all. Even when you're whispering, he can hear what you're talking about. He knows where you're going and what you're doing. Think about it. Would you want the Almighty Living God to go with you in that place? Would you want the Almighty Living God to hear that conversation? Thank you, Jesus. Let go, my dear ones, and let God. You can't, but God can. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's a gentleman. You have to invite him into your life. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you into our homes, on our jobs, in our neighborhoods, in our city, in our state. We welcome you into our life, our minds, our bodies, and our souls. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, you Jesus. We want you into our lives. Thank you for giving us a choice. Thank you, God. We thank you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord, my friends, my sisters and brothers in Christ, men and women of God, Christians. Trust in the Lord, not your job, not your money, not your finances, not your PhD, not your good looks, not your pastor, not your mother, not your sister, not your brother, not your best friend. Trust in the Lord. Put him first. Trust in the Lord for that healing. Trust in the Lord for that deliverance. Learn how to pray for yourself. My God, my God, my God. Pray the scriptures. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Pray the scriptures. Pray the word of God. Trust in the Lord and do good, so that thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed, spiritually and physically. Yes. Spiritually and physically. There's so much food being given away in the city of Baltimore, in the state of Maryland, Miami, Florida. There's food that is given away. Virginia Beach, Virginia, food is being given away. So much food being given away in our states, in our cities, in our counties. No one should be hungry. My God, my God, my God. We are praying for those in El Salvador, New Mexico, Honduras. We are praying that God will go into those cities, in those states, in those counties, and touch the leadership there. And it will call upon the name of Jesus. So that people would have to wander from place to place. Families and children will be fed spiritually and physically. We are praying for you in West Germany. We are praying for you in Russia, Ukraine. We are praying. But we know the word of God says there'll be wars and rumors of wars. But we're still trusting God. Those in California, we're praying for you. Illinois, we're praying for you. New York, we're praying for you. Prince George's County, one of the richest counties in Maryland, we are praying for you. Yes, we are. Because he told us to pray without ceasing. And we are being obedient to the word of God. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you what? The desires of thine heart. Yes. He will give you the desires of your heart. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. And I pray that the desires of your heart are lined up with the word of God. And you know what? Sometimes if you keep begging and begging for something that you shouldn't have, he'll give it to you. And say, no, let me see how you can handle this. Uh-huh. You want a building? Uh-huh. You want a building? But remember, you are the church. The people are the church. We are the church. He'll give you that building and see if you can handle it. He'll give it to you. Be careful what you pray for. You just might get it. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. You got bare money, and you're praying for a Cadillac, or you're praying for a Mercedes-Benz or a Volvo. Every time they lift up that hood, it's going to be $500 or more. All you need is transportation, my dear ones. Dear God. Don't worry about what your friends have. Thank you, Jesus. All you need is transportation. Thank you, God. Holy Spirit, we thank you right now. Thank God for blessing that dear one with transportation. And you bless what God has given you. Bless your home. Bless your car. Bless your clothes. Bless your food. Bless your children. Bless them. My God, my God, my God. And we thank you for every blessing you bestowed upon us. Thank God for that job in McDonald's. Thank God for that job in the dollar store. Thank God for being a sanitation worker. Thank God for being a janitor. We need you, and we bless them. We thank God for our construction workers. We thank God for our postal service. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, God. Everybody don't need to be behind a desk. Use the gift that God has given you. Everybody's not a supervisor. Use the gift that God has given you. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us the desires of our heart. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank God for the nurses' aides that are in the hospitals. We thank God for the aides that are in our schools. They call them paraprofessionals now, that are assisting the teachers. We thank God for those with the gift of helps that just want to help somebody. Use the gift that God has given you. He will give you the desires of your heart. Be careful what you pray for. You just might get it. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall what? Bring it to pass in his time. Don't hurry God. God. Be grateful for what you have. Be thankful. Be appreciative. Most of all, commit thy way unto the Lord. Are you committed to the Almighty Living God? Commit yourself unto the Lord. The Word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto thee. That's the Word of God. Commit thyself. Uh-huh. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Commit yourself. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, not the things of the world. My God, my God, my God. Not the things of the world. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. As he said, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. He's going to provide you with what you need. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Let go and let God. Get out of the way. Let God do the driving. Thank you, God. Telling people off. Stop giving people a piece of your mind. That's why you're out of your mind. That's why you're confused. Don't know which way to go, which direction to go. Give everybody a piece of your mind. stop it in the name of Jesus. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness. The Almighty Living God shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light. Jesus is the light of the world. And their judgment as the noonday. He is the judge, the Almighty Judge. And you heard Flip Wilson say, here come the judge, here come the judge, here come the judge. That's right. Jesus Christ is the judge. The Almighty Living God is the judge. Here come the judge. And he will put everything in order. He will put everything in place. Thank you, Holy Spirit. As you go into the courtroom, you hear the judge say, order in the court. And God will put everything in place in your life if you trust him. Order in your life. God is not the author of confusion, my dear sisters and brothers. God is not the author of confusion. Rest in the Lord. And I say this over and over again. In Psalm 37, verse 7, rest in the Lord means keep your mouth shut. Keep your big mouth shut, thinking you know everything. You got to tell somebody off. Sometimes you just need to be there and let individuals talk. And you just listen. And as you listen, let them know that you're listening. They may need someone just to hear them out. Listen. Spirit of God is speaking this morning. And he wants you just to listen. You ain't always got to be saying something. Don't share your blessings with everyone. But they'll burn that part of the bridge you're trying to cross over before you get to the other part of the bridge that's already burnt. You're selling your soul to Satan. Stop it. Stop selling your soul to Satan. Only what you do for Christ will last. You know who you are. Stop selling your soul to Satan. My God, my God, my God. You know exactly who you are. I don't need to know. But the Holy Spirit is speaking this morning. Stop selling your soul to Satan. My God, my God, my God. God has a plan for your life. And he wants you to do it his way. Not man's way. Stop selling your soul to Satan. Yield to the Almighty Living God. Surrender to him. He will keep you if you want to be kept. Yes, he will. He will keep you if you want to be kept. Stop selling your soul to Satan. My God. Rest in the Lord. In the Lord. Pray without ceasing. And wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Because I want you to know, you want to prosper, right? You want to prosper in God's way, not man's way. Remember, only what you do for Christ will last. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man that bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, my dear ones. Yeah, we know the word of God says be angry and sin not. There's a time for everything. Martin Luther King was angry. But he didn't bring no harm upon no one. No violent. And sometimes we need to just pray and meditate and trust God. Don't allow people to make you angry. Now, if you want to be angry, you can. But remember, the word of God says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. You can control that anger if you have an anger management problem. God can control that anger if you ask him and trust him and believe in him. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Somebody got an anger management problem. You allow the Holy Spirit to come in and control that anger. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. He is the almighty anger control manager. Yes, he is. Thank you, Jesus. He'll tell you when, who, what, when, how, and where. There is a time for everything. And some of you are out of order. Now is not the time. Now is not the season. Cease some anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Why? Watch out, my dear ones. Evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Wait on the Lord. God has inheritance for you. This is the word of God for the people of God. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall what? Not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. God will make that transition. God will make that move. He's the greatest chess player you've ever seen. He knows how to do it, when to do it, and where to do it. Yes, he's one of the greatest chess players. You might be playing chess. You might be playing checkers. But he's one of the greatest checkers or chess players you've ever seen. For yet a little while, you sit there, you watch, and you pray. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. God will move the wicked in his time and in his own way. That person may be on your job that's causing all that confusion, that's gossiping, that boss that won't give you a raise or a promotion. Watch out. The word of God says, for yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. Watch out. You be still. Stop running your mouth. And know that God is God all by himself. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. He's no respecter person. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. But you got to trust God. Stop murmuring and complaining. You got to trust God and say, God, I trust you. I'm not going to worry. I'm going to pray. I'm going to seek you. Thank you, God. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in an abundance of peace. Thank you, Jesus. Abundance of peace, not a little bit, but all hell is breaking loose around you, in your home, on your job, in your neighborhood, in your city, in your state, in the world. God will bless you with the abundance of peace. And folk will look at you and say, why is he or she not upset? You tell them why. God has blessed me with an abundance of peace. Not a little bit. God has blessed me with the abundance of peace. While somebody's standing right in your face, putting their finger at you, God will bless you with an abundance of peace. Won't he do it? He did it for me. He'll do it for you. Yes, God will take care of your enemies. He will fight your battles for you, and he will promote you. Promotion neither comes from the north, the south, the east, or the west, but promotion comes from God. And that's the kind of promotion that you want, from God, the almighty living God. He's promoting, Elder Annette. He's promoting you today. Elder Dawn. God is promoting you today. Shanita Kelly, God is promoting you today. LaShawn, God is promoting you today. Mercedes, God is promoting you today. Evangelist Jacquenita Taylor, God is promoting you today. Jackie Anderson, God is promoting you today. Sister Burdetta, Minister Burdetta Washington, God is promoting you today. Desmond Stewart, God is promoting you today. Rael Kelly, Zariel Kelly, Diamond Kelly, God is promoting you today. Watch God do it. Allow him to do it. God is promoting you today. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Kim, Reverend Kim Hicks, God is promoting you today. Billy Edwards, God is promoting you today. Perfect health, perfect peace. God is promoting you today. Apostle Murray Davis Edwards, Tina Sewell, Diane, God is promoting you today. Mother Annie Green, Queen Mother Annie Green, God is promoting you today. Yes, he is. Greta, Sister Greta, God is promoting you today. Yes, he is. In his own special way, in his own time. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. We're praying for you, Monique. Yes, we are. Your family in its entirety. We're praying for you. God is able. Thank you, Jesus. Call upon the name of Jesus. Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close, we're praying for you and your family in its entirety. Deaconess Gwynn, we're praying for you. Hallelujah. Shirley Anderson, we are praying for you. Yes, we are. Nelson family in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We're praying for you in the loss of your dear mother, friend, cousin. We're praying for the Nelson family in its entirety. We're praying, hallelujah, glory be to God, for Elijah Kelly, that God will touch him, mind, body, spirit, and soul. Hallelujah. Let go and let God. He did it for Paul. Hallelujah. Yes, he did. Brand new creature in Christ. Mary Robinson, we are praying for you. Yes, he is. He's on time, God. Yes, he is. Dear God, we are praying. Hallelujah. Glory for you. You and you. We are praying for the men and women of God. Prayer warriors. All over the world. Deaconess Phyllis Blue, we are praying for you. Yes, he can. He did it before, and he'll do it again. We are praying for you, Dr. Bernice Moore Wright. God is able. God is keeping you. God will heal you. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. He's an on-time God. He could touch those kidneys and heal them. Thank you, God. Patricia Moore, we are praying for you. God is watching over you, keeping you and guiding you. Thank you, God. Evangelist Janet Griffith, we are praying for you. Trust God. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Victor, we are praying for you. Yes, we are, Christina. Phoenix, we are praying for you. Hallelujah. Jonathan, we are praying for you. God will touch the minds, spirits, and the souls. Ricky Hightower, we are praying for you. Maddie Hightower, we are praying for you. Yes, we are. Rhonda Hightower, we know that you have a calling on your life, and it will come into fruition through Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Diane Green, T.J. Staten, we are praying for you. God is able. God is able. God is able to do anything but fail. Tyrone Staten, we are praying for you and your family in its entirety. God will bring peace in the midst of a storm. Yes, he will. God will make your enemies your footstool. Yes, he will. God is a deliverer. We pray for those individuals that need to be delivered from drug addiction. We are praying for you that you no longer want that crack cocaine. You'll put away those pills, those illegal drugs. You no longer crave for them, but you crave for the Almighty Living God. Yes, he is a healer. Take that weapon out of your hand. God is a God of life, abundant life. We must value other people's lives as well as ours. Jesus loves you, my dear ones. You will not commit suicide on our watch. We are praying for you. Put down that weapon. Put down those pills. Put down those razors and stop cutting your wrists. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare a healing and deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. God has a plan for your life. Go into our schools, God, on our buses, our airplanes, our trains, our personal cars, and our vehicles, Uber and Lyft. Touch the Uber and Lyft drivers. Touch them and keep them safe from hurt, harm, and danger. Touch our conductors of the train. We are praying for you, Aaron Henson, and your family in its entirety. We're lifting up you, Gloria Henson, for healing. Yes, he can do it. Yes, he can do it. All by himself. We're praying for you, Monique Brown, that God will bless your family. Trust him. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. We're praying for every nurse, every doctor, every anesthesiologist. We're praying for those in the medical field. We're praying that the benefits of the vaccines, the medications, the benefits will outweigh the side effects. We are praying over every vaccine in times like these. Then we speak against them, that they will not come into our bodies, our minds, our spirits, and our souls. We will not receive and accept these diseases that are being planted upon the earth in the name of Jesus. We speak against these vaccines. We speak against these diseases. But Father God, let the vaccines be a benefit to us and outweigh the side effects. Those that are trusting you, God, that are believing you, God, knowing that you are able to do all things, praying for someone who's about to be evicted, Father God. Touch right now their mind, their body, and their spirit, and their soul. Touch the landlord, Father God. Bless them, that he or she will continue to be a blessing to someone. But give, Father God, individuals the mind to pay their bills, to do the right thing in the name of Jesus, and make a way out of no way for someone, Father God, that's crying out to you right now, not knowing which direction to go in, don't know where to go. My God, my God, my God. Regulate that mind of the individual that's been walking the streets all night long. Touch the prostitute, Father God. Touch his body or her body. Let them know their body is a temple of God. Let them focus on you. Let them cry out to you because you said in your word, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Touch your people right now. Deliver them from evil. Hallelujah. Touch the Wheezy kids. Touch their parents, Father God. Let their parents be the parents you've designed for them to be. Their children, the way they should go. Touch the parents of these children. That they will hear from you. They will teach their children the right thing to do. Touch the parents, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Save their souls, that they will lead their children in the right direction. Not the mayor, not the governor, the parents of these children, my God, my God. They need to hear from you. They need to cry out to you so that they will lead their children in the right direction, my God. And allow the children to hear from you. Be obedient to the word of God, that they will walk the straight and narrow path. Put down the guns and the weapons. My God, my God, my God. We thank you, God, for deliverance from alcoholism, substance abuse. We thank you for deliverance from homosexuality. You made Adam and Eve, and we believe you at your word that you can do all things through Christ who strengthened you. Yes, you can. Call on his name. Surrender to him today, the almighty living God. Invite him into your life. We're praying for our police department, our mayor, our governor, House of Delegates, president of the city council, state's attorneys. We're praying for those in leadership positions. Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, her husband, we are praying for you. God is able. God will keep you. He will protect us from seen and unseen danger. But we got to call upon him. We're praying for the President of the United States of America, his wife, Dr. Jill Biden. We're praying for our Vice President, Kamala Harris, her husband. We're praying for their family in its entirety, that you will protect them from seen and unseen danger. The members of Congress, the House of Representatives, we're praying for you. Senators, congresspersons, we're praying for you that you will do what thus saith the Lord, that your mind will be focused on the almighty living God, and you will do what thus saith the Lord. We're crying out to you for our country in times like these. We need a Savior, and we want to thank you, God. We want to glorify you, God. We want to magnify you in times like these. We thank you right now for touching us, blessing us, keeping us. We thank you right now for guiding us and leading us. Call upon the name of Jesus. He is a mind regulator and a heart fixer. We pray for those that are out on the streets, Father God. They're not homeless. You've given us the land. You've given us places to live. Touch their minds, Father, in the name of Jesus. Deliver them from evil. Regulate their minds, that they will want to have a mind stayed on Jesus, that they will want to do what's right and pleasing and acceptable in the eyesight of God. We come against mental illness, paranoid, schizophrenic, bipolar disorders. We come against those disorders right now, that they have a mind to want to live in a house, in an apartment, in a room. Touch their minds right now. Take them off the streets. They're not homeless. Thank you, God. You blessed us with the land. You're blessing them with places to stay. Save their souls. Let them cry out and surrender to you. My God, my God, my God. And we thank you right now that we're not homeless. We thank you, Father God, that we're in our right minds, that we're able to cry out to you. We thank you for our healing, touching our hands, our arms, our limbs. We're able to walk this morning, talk this morning. We're able to see a little bit. Our eyesight might be dim. But Jesus is the light of the world. And we thank you right now for that healing. We thank you for that healing. You said if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal the land. My people, he's speaking to us, men and women of God. We have to turn from our wicked ways. Christians, I'm talking to Christians. I'm not talking to church folk. Christians, Christ-like, turn from our wicked ways. Then he will hear from heaven, heal the land. Then he will hear from heaven. We got to turn from our wicked ways, men and women of God. He's dispatching angels all around you. Be careful how you entertain strangers. My God, my God, my God. He's speaking this morning. Be careful how you entertain strangers. Maybe an angel in disguise. He's watching you. He's with you. He said he will send us a comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. We seal this prayer in your name. Christ, we seal this prayer in your name, and we believe you, and we trust you. Thank you, God, for deliverance and healing and your protection. I believe in the power of prayer. I know what prayer could do. prayer could change that situation, and prayer will change you. Trust him this morning. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. This is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart. I want to hear from you, your praise reports. You've given your life to Christ. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. God bless you real good.